Church family, I could say hello, church family, but we have heard the term church family often, right? We use the term, and it's a good term, and I think just about every person who is part of a worship community refers to their church family, or something that sounds just like it. And being part of a family is, it's something that is filled with positive feelings. It's a nurturing presence. It's just about loving attitudes when you say, I love my church family. But maybe you've noticed before in your life that a term such as church family can also be a negative thing. It can be a negative thing when church family means a closed, private community where only those who know the right rules or who do the right things or who accept the right beliefs are welcome. Sometimes that's the way church family becomes. In today's Bible reading, Jesus was being ridiculed for the way he did things. They didn't like that he was saying things, and they were saying stuff about, you know, demons, and he's from Satan. His family may have been trying to rescue him from that. And by that family, I mean his brothers and his sisters, though it's more likely that they were trying to shut up his dangerous talk. And Jesus took that opportunity to let folks know that church family isn't a limiting kind of thing. Church family, any family, I guess, but church family especially, is the one where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome. In the pretty close to exact words of Doug Padgett, who was our keynote speaker at the Illinois Conference celebration this past weekend, and especially yesterday on Saturday, here's what he said about family. He said, when you're welcomed into the family, both you and the family are changed. And he also said, participation in the family means that you get to make family history instead of just reciting the family mantra. Jesus was talking about family, and Doug is talking about family in a far different way. It's not this closed community where if you want to be part of it, you have to conform to the family rules. It's when you join the family, you forever change the family, and the people that are in the family are forever changed. So it's not joining a club that you have to conform to. It's being part of a group that is forever changed because everyone is attending to one another. Church family should be a living, growing, and changing organism. Although that's not the only stuff that's taking place in the Bible reading today. Here's some more. Like the part where they said, Jesus is out of his mind. He has a demon. They said something pretty much like that. You know, there's a problem with the New Testament understanding of the human brain versus a current understanding of the human brain. It's important to name it, too. Whenever you hear people talk about people who are possessed by demons in the New Testament, or in the Bible for that matter, it's highly likely that what's really going on is that person was suffering from a brain disorder or mental illness. Just as I think it's a bad idea to ignore medical treatment for any disease and instead simply to try and pray it away, it's a bad idea to take a person with a brain disorder or a mental illness and try to pray it away by calling it a demon and trying to cast it out. I've been part of the widening the welcome movement in the United Church of Christ since it began more than 3 years ago. And the movement seeks to help congregations and individuals to become more welcoming and nurturing communities to all of God's children. And it seems that folks with disabilities, those that affect the brain or those that affect any part of a person, they're too often pushed aside and given the you're not welcome attitude. Maybe it's not on purpose, but too often that's what happens. You're not welcome here because you don't conform to our mantra. You don't do the things the way we do them. There's this us and them. And widening the welcome seeks to remove us and them and just become all one family that is a growing, living, and changing organism. One in four families in our congregation are affected by disability. And the church cannot simply throw up its arms and say, we don't know what to do. We can't welcome them. It's all us. If you'd like more information about this powerful and necessary movement in the United Church of Christ, you can visit the website. It's called wideningthewelcome.com. I'll be going to Widening the Welcome 2012, which is our annual gathering in November of this year. There's more in today's Bible reading. Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand. And you know, Jesus didn't say anything too profound here. He was really just answering the, you're in cahoots with Satan, even though you're doing things in God's name talk. However, we have to be aware that the church family, the big church, not just our church family, but the church family, has done some awful and evil things in the name of God. It's always important to keep in mind those two rules, love God and love everyone. Keep those at the forefront of anything we do as a congregation. And if something serves to marginalize or exploit or reject or demonize or otherwise make any of God's children out to be less than, then it's not something can ever really be done in God's name. Another part from the reading. Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. How do I deal with this one, right? This is the one that people talk about all the time. The unforgivable sin. What is the unforgivable sin, and what happens if you commit it? Let me just start and end right here. There is nothing a person can ever do that God cannot forgive, because we are not the ones who do the ultimate forgiving. We forgive one another. But there's nothing a person can do that God cannot do. What God wants to do, what God lives to do, what God does. Jesus was addressing the scribes and the Pharisees and these we know it all and we do it right folks with the holier than thou attitudes. And we still live with holier than thou attitudes. We get them all the time. These are the attitudes that really ticked Jesus off. So he wasn't issuing an order or establishing dogma. He really wasn't here. Jesus was telling those who were certain that they knew it all that they didn't. And that they'd better get uncertain and let God be God. And now finally back to the beginning. Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus wasn't saying family is bad. He wasn't saying that church family is bad. He was, I think, communicating this. And I'm not even paraphrasing what Jesus was doing. I'm trying to go into the behind the words kind of a thing. I think that Jesus was communicating right there, even in the context, that God's family is open. It's inviting, it's welcoming, it's forgiving, it's healing, it's blessing, it's nurturing, and it is full of love. It is what I desperately want all of Christ's church to be. It is what I know we are striving to be. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. We are all part of God's family. Amen.